with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
Five fans to this, the number 42 edition of In the Square Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, and this is the Leave It in the Ring network of David Dueñas. I'm the international editor of FightNews.com, at least one of them, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana. And then every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, 2-Minute Round with David Avila and Elena Baby Doll Reed, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. Our next show will be this Thursday night, 7 p.m., where we'll be talking all about female boxing. And also, you can find me on Twitter at SD, as in San Diego, Fights. But this is In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of everything to do with boxing in the last week. We'll give you news, we'll give you fight results, and we'll give you the upcoming calendar. So with that said, let's go to the hooks and jabs. According to Eddie Hearn of Matchroom Boxing of England, he's in talks with K2's Tom Loeffler regarding a possible fight between IBF, WBA, WBC middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin and retired former 160-pound champion Carl Froch. Froch has not fought since 2014 and officially retired in 2015. Froch mentioned to Hearn that he's willing to fight Triple G at 170 pounds. More revealing, Hearn told the Sun newspaper of the United Kingdom or England or Britain or whichever name they're going by this week that Triple G is coming back in March, fighting in June in his native country of Kazakhstan, and then wants to fight in the UK in November. So where does that leave the possible fight with Canelo Alvarez, the mega fight that we all been waiting for, or at least a unification bout against Billy Joe Saunders for the WBO middleweight title? Well, as around right now, according to Eddie Hearn, who is not Golovkin's promoter, but there are other sources that have been stating the same timeline for Golovkin in 2017, they're nowhere in the books. Obviously, if something comes forth with Canelo or Billy Joe Saunders, obviously those would be the priorities, and I'm pretty sure that this timeline would change. But as of right now, the plans for K2 and Triple G, as according to Eddie Hearn, who again is not his promoter and doesn't really have anything to do with them except for trying to negotiate that fight with Carl Froch, those are the dates. In more news from the UK, Huey Fury, cousin of former heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, is in talks to challenge WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder in March or April of 2017. Fury has not been in the ring since April and was scheduled to face Andy Ruiz Jr., but the Mexican withdrew due to managerial issues. Fury was offered the fight against Anthony Joshua, the IBF heavyweight champion, on December 10th, but according to Fury, the money was not right. Says he wants the Joshua fight, but the money has to be right to make that fight. So according to Huey Fury, 22-year-old, big, tall, heavyweight, maybe not as good as his cousin Tyson, he stated that if the money is right, he is willing to face Anthony Joshua, that's the fight he really wants. But if he can't get that, then he's going to go after WBC world champion Deontay Wilder, who has not fought since July after hurting his hand and a bicep in his fourth defense of his world title against Chris Areola. A war of words has erupted between WBC, WBO light welterweight champion Terrence Bud Crawford and Angel Garcia father and trainer of WBC welterweight champion Danny Garcia. It seems to have begun when the elder Garcia criticized Crawford's choice in defending his title against John Molina Jr. on HBO on December 10th, and Crawford counterattacked by accusing Garcia of being a drug addict, mainly a meth user. Garcia rebutted with challenging Crawford to move up to welterweight so that his son could beat him again like he did at the USA Championships in the amateurs. So there you go, a little bit of back and forth, which we're starting to see a lot of. And we saw some of this weekend, which we're going to get to in our fight results section with the Garcia camp and other camps, Terrence Crawford jumping into the mix as well. And finally, last week in a two-city tour, the return of former WBC middleweight champion Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. was announced, officially announced in Mexico City and in Monterrey, where the event will take place on December 10th. Chavez Jr. will face Dominic Bridge in a 10-rounder broadcast live in Mexico by the Azteca Channel and BN Sports in the U.S. at a catch weight of 160 pounds. Chavez Jr. mentioned during the press conference that he's willing to come down to 164 pounds to face none other than Saúl El Canelo Álvarez. So I don't know if Chavez Jr. is using that as a ploy to get back into the mix, to get people talking, but he has been mentioning that fight for quite a while. But Chavez Jr. says a lot of things, obviously, and a lot of things do not come to fruition. But he has been saying, his father has been saying as well, that if he does make the 169-pound catch weight that is set for this December 10th fight, then he's going to hopefully look for something at 168 pounds, or if not, even drop a little bit more to try to entice Saúl Canelo Álvarez to have a big Mexican showdown sometime in 2017. Another fighter that has mentioned a possible fight with Chavez Jr. is not Gennady Golovkin, but Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions also stated that even though the fight against, right now they say the fight between Daniel Jacobs in March is the priority. That's the fight that they're trying to make, and supposedly they're still in negotiations, but also they would like to make that Saúl Canelo Álvarez fight, if not something with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. at a catchweight. The winner of Badu Jack against James DeGale at 168 pounds, and also a possible fight against WBO super middleweight champion Gilberto El Zurdo Ramirez. Those are the names that Tom Loeffler mentioned recently in an article on the website, on BoxingScene.com website. So that brings us to the end of our hooks and jabs section, where we give you a little bit snippet of the biggest news stories, in my opinion, that happened this last week. And now we're going to move on to our fight results. On Saturday, November 12th, from Tepic, Nayarit, Mexico, and broadcast live on Ring TV, Jose Argumedo defended his IBF strawweight title with the third-round TKO over Jose Antonio Jimenez. Jimenez was down twice in the third round. The only reason that this fight was even mentioned is because Jose Argumedo is part of Team Canelo. He is trained by the Reynosos. So Canelo was in attendance, I believe, and he also did a little bit of promotion for it on social media. From Monte Carlo, Monaco, and broadcast on HBO, heavyweight, former interim WBA heavyweight champion Luis Ortiz scored a unanimous decision over Malik Scott for the vacant WBA Intercontinental Heavyweight title. This fight, according to many, left a lot to be desired. Luis Ortiz sent Scott down multiple times. I believe it was three times in the first three or four rounds. But even though he did that, he was not able to finish Malik Scott. A lot of people said that Malik Scott was only there to survive. But if Luis Ortiz is King Kong, like his nickname says, and he is who we think he is, he should be able to cut off the ring and knock a Malik Scott out. Scores were 120-106, 120-105, and 119-106. On the same card, but not televised by HBO, Jamie McDonald scored a unanimous decision over Liborio Solis to defend his WBA bantamweight title. Scores there were 117-111, 116-112, and 115-113. While Puerto Rican Jason Sosa scored a unanimous decision over Brit Steven Smith to defend his WBA super featherweight title. Scores there were 117-110, 116-112, and 116-111, while Smith was down once in the second round. And finally, the biggest fight of the weekend as far as press and what's going on, and hopefully setting up something for early 2017 from the Leocora Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. PBC Kings promotion, the PBC Kings promotion and Promociones del Pueblo, broadcast on Spike TV and a mega channel in Mexico, Televisa. Danny Garcia's TKO victory in the seventh round over Sammy Vargas in a scheduled 10 rounder at welterweight, while Javier Fortuna, even though he touched the canvas, scored a unanimous decision over Omar Douglas in a 10 rounder at lightweight. Scores there were 96, 93 two times, and 95, 94. But more importantly and more interestingly, what happened after the fight was the fireworks that happened after the fight. Even though I believe Danny Garcia scored a huge right hand to the temple of Sammy Vargas that dropped him in the second round. That was a pretty good knockdown. But then it was a barrage of punches in the seventh that actually ended the fight. But there was fireworks after the fight, during the post-fight interview, because Keith Thurman was actually on the sidelines as the PBC commentator for the fight, along with, lo and behold, Antonio Tarver, name, and then, you know, whoever else was there. I forgot who it was, but I was pretty surprised and shocked that Antonio Tarver was back in there. But obviously Keith Thurman went into the ring and had a little bit of a back and forth with Mr. Danny Swift Garcia, and here is the audio for that for your audio enjoyment.
Your next opponent, Keith one time Thurman, what do you have to say to him? He's right here. If y'all want to see me whip this guy's ass, make some noise.
Hey, man.
Now, Keith, what you said in the booth was he's landing. He looks great, but he's not in there against me, against Keith one time Thurman. You stand behind that?
All day, every day, baby. You know, I'm a different caliber. I'm not no cherry. I ain't no easy pickings, boy. All right? Oh, yeah? Prove it, baby. Prove it, baby.
You don't want to miss this March 4th. Danny Garcia versus Keith one time Thurman, ladies and gentlemen.
Is the fight. And there you have it, folks. Obviously, Angel Garcia, Danny's dad and trainer, was right in the middle of it when Danny and Keith Thurman kind of got in each other's faces and really went at it. I'm sure you can find the video on YouTube. So that was the most exciting part of the whole weekend as far as boxing is concerned. And we look forward for that fight on March 4th. Obviously, they have not announced a venue or where that fight is going to take place. They are saying that it might be on CBS, which is actually good for boxing because that is a big fight. Two undefeated world champions facing each other. And that is what we're going to see this weekend as well. So with that, we're going to go to the upcoming calendar. Friday, November 18th from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV gives us Mauricio Herrera facing Pablo Cesar Cano in a scheduled 10 rounder at welterweight. That's a pretty good fight. I mean, not big names, but two guys that like to go at it. And in the semi-main event, Keandre Gibson is facing Manjorri Montes in a scheduled 8 rounder, also at welterweight. From the Osceola Heritage Center in Kissimmee, Florida, Top Rank Anoni Mas gives us Matt Corbo facing Scott Sigmund in a scheduled 10 rounder at super middleweight, while Christopher Diaz goes after Fernando Vargas of Tijuana in a scheduled 8 rounder at featherweight. And on Friday as well, from the downtown Las Vegas Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, Roy Jones Jr. Promotions on CBS Sports gives us Demon Brock versus Reynaldo Blanco in a scheduled 10 rounder for the WBA NABA lightweight title. And moving on to Saturday, November 19th, the fight that we all have been waiting for in this, the second half of 2016, from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, main events in Rock Nation on HBO pay-per-view, gives us IBF, WBA, and WBO light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev defending all his titles against undefeated Andre Ward in a scheduled 12-rounder at light heavyweight, while Isaac Shalemba goes after Alexander Grzaldyk in a 10-rounder for the NABF 175-pound title. Maurice Hooker faces Darlie Perez in a 10-rounder for the WBO NABO super lightweight title, while Curtis Stevens faces James De La Rosa in a 10-rounder for the WBA Continental Americas middleweight title. And the not pay-per-view section of it, but you can find it on the stream, two-time Olympic world gold medalist Clarissa Shields makes her pro debut in the middleweight division in a 4-rounder against fellow amateur star Franchon Cruz, also on that Rock Nation / main event card. And that is your upcoming calendar for this week. And we have reached the end of the 42nd edition of the In the Square Circle with Felipe León. Before we sign off, let me give you a quick rundown of what you can find here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Monday night at 4 p.m. Pacific, you get the next round with Mr. Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. Every Tuesday, you get In the Square Circle with Felipe León. You're a 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Wednesday, the flagship show at 6 p.m. Pacific, Leave It in the Ring with Mr. David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya. And then every other Thursday, including this upcoming Thursday, November the 17th, you get the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. So with nothing more to report, we give you goodbye.